Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, today, this month, I should say, we met a guy named James Ballard. That was the name on the book at the time. What's the Rush? We helped him launch that book. And after that, he said we could call him Jim. And we've been doing that for 20 years. We've launched several of his books. He's been so gracious to offer his wisdom to us after all these years, over the last 20 years. And he's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. Jim Ballard, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks. I love that song.
Well, thank you for 20 great years.
Yeah. Well, notice that in our talk before the break, we've said nothing about changing other people.
Right.
Because the healing of the disharmony that is going on in us is going on in the only place where we have power to make change happen.
Mm-hmm.
And where is that? It's right in ourselves.
That's exactly
so
right.
So there's some other steps besides.
By the way, Jim, hold on a second. Folks, we're talking about how to heal disharmony. The first step Jim gave us in the previous segment was about finding opportunity. And now the next one. Jim, go ahead.
Well, the next one is using the powers of visualization and affirmation. So I'm going to suggest that people who aren't driving their cars, they sit quietly and close your eyes. And if you're driving your car, you can still do this. Visualize the person that you're in trouble with, that you've been thinking so much about. Visualize them. Bring them up in your mind and see their face in detail and see their form and surround them now. This is the step. Surround them with white light. See them with white light around them. This sounds a little spooky, but for 30 seconds, this is the plan. Even if you don't do it now, do it later. Inwardly chant peace and harmony, peace and harmony, peace and harmony, directing it to them and seeing them with white light. And then finish by doing the same for yourself. Surround yourself with white light. And chant peace and harmony for 15 seconds. And then open your eyes and see if you're in, take stock of where you are with the problem now. What I mean is there any change in energy when you do that, when you use visualization?
And, of course, the goal is to make progress in getting this burden, this lament off of your heart, out of your mind, right? The goal is to minimize the toxic part of it, right?
Right. And, you know, on your show, I've used Rumi's poem before, but I'm going
right.
to quote it again.
Go ahead.
Rumi, the famous Sufi poet. And this is it. Out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And I love that.
Well, in my life, I have gotten upside down with more than one person before, and we've been that way for a long time or not a long time. And at some point in time, we've met face to face, and it's almost like it as if we both wanted to say it until one of us finally said, "Can we start over? Can we start over?" And that's a very powerful thing to say to someone. If you believe that redemption between you, among the two of you, if redemption is possible. Sometimes it's not. Some people are, you know, just don't want to go along with stuff like this. But out there in the field, I'll meet you there. That's something I've actually done by just saying, can we start over? And thankfully, the other person said, yes, I'd like that.
Yeah, and the main thing we've talked about this morning is healing within yourself. If you can't, no matter what goes on with the other person, and very often if you do some healing within yourself, for instance, do the white light and the chant, peace and harmony, it's called the peace and harmony routine.
Mm-hmm.
That next time you see that person, they see something different in you. They see a relief. They see a release. And they don't know what it's about, but you're more peaceful. And if you can do this, I think the final step is to realize that you have put one more increment of peace into the world. And that's all we can do, you know? We're here to learn, and we're here to make peace in the world. And if we do it in ourselves, it can go a long way. It's sort of like a smile, you know?
Can
be
I
a
offer,
smile millionaire?
I want to offer us a way of, I've been thinking about this lately, Jim. So much of our relationships these days is like we're playing football. In football, I'm not supposed to let you get any yardage. I'm not supposed to let you score at all. I'm supposed to win. What if we don't think about relationships as a game like that? What if we think of it as not me? I don't have to win for us to have a good relationship. What do you think about that?
I think it's how to have a good relationship is not to have it be about winning and losing.
Don't you think that's where we are right now, especially in politics? You know, there's no compromise in Washington these days because if you're the other party, I can't let you win it, have a success, even if it's good for the country. And I think we could do a little bit less games. Hey, Jim, good job today helping us heal some disharmony, and happy, and thanks for 20 great years. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget his books. What's the Rush? Well Done, Mind Like Water, Little Wave, Old Swell, the list goes on and on. Right there, wherever books are sold, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.